Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular co-host, Bob Ike, in just a second. It's closing weekend at Santa Anita. We've got 12 races today, first post time 1 o'clock with a pick 6 carryover over $53,000. That'll start in race number 7. We've got 12 more races on Sunday. And because of a power outage and a partial cancellation of the card on Thursday, we have an additional day of racing on Monday. Now, there will be mandatory payouts as scheduled at Santa Anita on Sunday. And basically, Monday will be its own card with the obviously mandatory payouts because that will be the official closing day at Santa Anita. So a lot going on in California and a lot going on around the country. And now that we've finished up the Triple Crown, we can kind of wrap that up as well. So let me bring in my co-host, Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Had a great time with you last weekend out at the South Point. We took in that Belmont Festival there the last couple days at Saratoga. Had a real good time. So thanks again for the South to the South Point. Saved us a few good seats, and we had a few couple good dinners out there as well, John.
That was great. A lot of action out there. The food was terrific as always, and they treat you right out there at the South Point. We can speak from personal experience. Bob, a lot going on. Let's start with the Triple Crown, which wrapped up last Saturday. And just like last year with the sovereignty for Bill Mott, who won the Kentucky Derby, skipped the Preakness, and came back to win the Belmont, trainer Cherie DeVoe did the same thing this year with Golden Tempo, a surprise winner in the Kentucky Derby, skipped the Preakness, and she came right back at the same mile and a quarter distance of this year's Belmont Stakes at Saratoga, and she got it done again.
Yeah, sure did, John, winning the Derby and the Belmont, as you said, just like Sovereignty last year, skipping the Preakness. You know, this, I've been raving about Cherie DeVoe for a long time, so her training job with this horse is not a surprise. It did surprise me that he won the Belmont. We kind of talked about the Derby, how it was a setup for the late closers in there. The pace was extremely fast. It did not figure to come up that way in the Belmont, and it didn't. It was a very controlled pace out on the front end, but Golden Tempo was still able to come from last, still able to outfinish, you know, the other stretch runners like Commandment, Renegade. The horse I liked, Power Shift, he made the lead, but just really spit it out at the top of the lane. That was disappointing from him. So, John, we were both of us sitting side by side, sitting on a couple good scores if we could have got Todd Pletcher, one of the Todd Pletchers, home. It didn't happen. Congratulations to the connections of Golden Tempo winning two of the three Triple Crown legs.
Well, to wrap up that Belmont Stakes Festival, a couple of major performances by the trainers. You had mentioned Cherie DeVoe. That was not the only winner she had on the Belmont Stakes card.
You know, she sent out Englishman to win the Woody Stevens, turning the tables on Crude Velocity and doing it in emphatic style. I mean, this horse just came away. The best 2 3-year-olds, John, in my opinion, on that card were Englishman and Crude Velocity running in the Woody Stevens. At this point in time, they're just much more talented than the 3-year-olds that are going in the classic distances. So I think we're going to see Crude Velocity stretch out now, maybe shoot for the Haskell. Englishman, to me, just looks like the best sprinter in the country. John, he just rated. He went to the lead, he floated wide, and then he just dominated with a huge number. So that was Cherie DeVoe. And then for Mark Cassie, we saw him win 3 Grade 1s during the festival, including the powerhouse win by Nitrogen, getting a 113 buyer speed figure. She showed that she was back on top of her game. So the training stars were Cherie DeVoe and Mark Cassie, and to me the most eye-popping performances were Englishman and Nitrogen during those 3 days, or actually the last 3 days of the festival.
Bob, one thing we did not see during the Belmont Festival at Saratoga were a lot of late odds changes. So, you know, obviously the restrictions that Saratoga and New York Racing are doing, not only shutting down the win wagers at 2 minutes to post, but, you know, with 1 minute to post, they're shutting down the exactas, the trifectas. They're limiting these pools to the CAWs. And yes, CAW wagering went down, but when you look at the total amount bet during the festival, it went up.
It did go up, and we had given props to Naira, talking about it with John Hardoon a week or so ago, just saying, you know, of all the racing associations, they seem to be the most proactive, trying to limit the CAW money, limit at least when you get inside that 2 minute mark to the number of bets they can make. And I think it's showing, it's paying off. As you said, overall handle was up. You know what else was up, John, were TV ratings throughout the Triple Crown. I think each of the three legs got record-breaking TV ratings, and it just shows you there's still a lot of life left in this game when you can present a good product to the horse player and the racing public. It's still there, John. It just has to be done the right way.
Yeah, and when you give the wagering public an even playing field, it shows you maybe they can make up those gaps for all those CAW wagers. It was a good sign on the total numbers during the Belmont Stakes Festival. Let's talk a little bit about closing week at Santa Anita. We mentioned at the beginning of the show there's a makeup day on Monday. You know, we've gone through We kind of stumbled at the start with the postponement of opening day due to weather, and we've had several postponements, and we kind of finish off the same way with an additional day on Monday. And we usually, at the end of the meet, talk about highlights and lowlights. So, Bob, for you, you know, what do you see as some of the highlights during the 6 months of racing in Santa Anita and some of the things that, you know, we didn't like as much?
Right. So, my personal highlight, John, and this will stand out for a long time, was winning the Ultimate Betting Challenge on March 7th. So thank you to Potente for getting up and winning the San Felipe by a head. That closed out a very nice daily double. I was able to win that contest. So that was a personal, very much of a highlight. On the racing front, well, let's continue on the trend of the CAWs by cutting them off at 2 minutes to post time. I think we've really stabilized the win pool. I think that's been a big highlight. One of the highlights for me, John, has been this jockey race. You've seen the emergence of Armando Ayuso as a leading rider on this circuit. He and Antonio Freisu are tied as of the close of racing yesterday. So this could very well come down to the last race or so on Monday. And then, you know, a horse that's really become a favorite of mine, Grand Slam Smile. She won three Cowbred Stakes races at the meet. I love watching her. She lays her body down every time. She hasn't been able to win a stakes against open company, but you put her in against those Cowbreds, and she's almost unbeatable. Leading trainer of the meet will be Phil D'Amato. A little bit of a runaway there, John. He's just been very dominant in the turf racing here.
And I think the arrival of Amiciel Jaramillo, the winter meet, he was spectacular. It's been a little bit slower during the spring. He did a terrific job. And, you know, his agent, Tom Canoose, got him hooked up with trainer Doug O'Neill, and they went on a roll right at the beginning of the meet. Let's talk about some of the things that were disappointing during the meet, Bob. And where did you want to go there first?
Well, you kind of mentioned just the start. Santa Anita stumbled with the weather and was not able to run on the traditional opening day, December 26th, postponed the start of the meet till December 28th. And that cancellation on Thursday, that was a makeup day for a makeup day. And now Monday is a makeup day of the Thursday cancellation. So halfway through the card, Santa Anita lost power, and the last four races on Thursday had to be canceled. John, this was not a one-off on the power situation here. I had received text, as a lot of people do, from the racing office. On June 1st, a text went out that the phone lines and were down. They were having power issues. They actually had to postpone entries that day. Again, on June 6th, a text went out, phone lines and power issues. And then according to Steve Anderson's article, we actually ran on generators. Santa Anita ran on generators here last weekend, which I was not aware of. And apparently the backup generator blew out on Thursday. So this is a situation that obviously will be addressed to get to the end of the meet. But it was disappointing to see that happen on Thursday. John, the marquee races for handicap horses, the Big Cap and the Gold Cup, they both only drew five horses. That is a major disappointment for races with those kind of histories. And, you know, the Big Cap is still a grade one. The Gold Cup's a grade two. But to only get five horses and, you know, no Bob Baffert. People talk about Bob Baffert. Oh, he dominates. He's too dominant. We can't run against him. Well, he didn't run in either one of those races, and we still only had five horses, John. We've seen a lot of trainers sort of move part of their string out of state, and Bob Baffert was the latest and the most prominent. He's got at least 35 horses now in Kentucky. I think that number is going to grow. It's just a sign of the times. It's a sad situation. I know all these guys would rather be in California if they could, but the purse money just doesn't match up here to what they can run for in Kentucky or Arkansas. John, finally, and we've harped on this, the morning line is just not at par for a place like Santa Anita. We've had great morning lines over the years. Jeff Tufts, John White, Jeff Siegel took over shortly before his passing. It's just not good, John. It's Swiss cheese. It's got a lot of holes in it every day, and it just needs to be addressed, I think, for next year.
Yeah, I hope so. People don't realize it's important because it will skew the line. Not only it'll skew the wagering if the lines are so far off. And I look at some of these things and shake my head. So what are they thinking? And let's hope they correct that and put it in the hands of somebody, you know, at least that knows the circuit out here a little bit more than where it's being produced. Bob, let's go ahead and do a little handicapping. Let me get an update, first of all, on your sheet. What are you doing? Are you doing closing weekend in Santa Anita? What do you have coming up? I know you're getting ready for Del Mar. Usually you skip the Los Alamitos meet that's coming up. So what's the update on your handicapping sheet?
Yeah, I will be skipping Los Al, and in fact, I'm going to skip this weekend, John. To me, this meet was like one of those marathon steeplechase races, and I just didn't make it to the last jump here, John. After the Thursday cancellation, I just lost my pizzazz and my enthusiasm for digging into 12 races today and tomorrow. So, unfortunately, I pulled up a little bit before the wire. I will come back strong at Del Mar. So I'm gonna make a Churchill Downs pick today. They have a pretty good card, and race, the Monomoy Girl, an overnight stakes race, and I'm going to try to beat the favorite in here, who's number five, Percy Barr, who is a grade one winner, and you know it's hard to knock off a two, actually DQ'd out of a grade one in the Alcibiades, but won the Ashland. So this filly clearly loves Keeneland. I don't know if she's as good at Churchill Downs, but I think there's an up-and-coming star in the race. That's number three, La Rascasse, who was an impressive debut winner. Broke well, rated, made the lead, got headed, fought back and won, and then galloped out just ultra strong, like a horse who's really going to love two turns. I know it's a lot to ask, John, a maiden win, first time out, to go two turns against stakes runners that are more seasoned, but I think she has by far the most upside in here, and she's 4-1 on the line. I don't think we're going to get that price, but let's go to the ninth race at Churchill. Number three, La Rascasse, is my radio play. John, you put out your Lindo report brought to us by the South Point, so let's get the South Point number out. You did Santa Anita full card, and you did the late pick five at Churchill Downs on the Lindo Report. So where do you go for your radio play?
Well, first of all, the number at the South Point, if you want to get out there, 866-780-7223. It is cool, fast, and firm in the race and sports books out there. Give Steve Johnson a call. For me, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, Bob. I'm going to go to the ninth race. I like the debut win of number six, Surfing the Coast, in a maiden 50. Not the strength of Jeff Mullins winning first time out, so you get extra points for winning that debut. She's come back to train well, and I think the favorite in here, number four, Crazy Cammy, is vulnerable. A lot of seconds and thirds, only one win. I just think there's a little bit of vulnerability there. If we can try and beat this morning line favorite, that's even money. Surfing Coast at 7-1 is the value. Mullins will horses improve with racing. So 7-2, number six, Surfing the Coast, race number nine at Santa Anita. And Bob, before we go to break, let's make a quick recognition. We talked about how good Flightline was as a racehorse. His first two-year-old made his debut yesterday at Churchill Downs. Greenwell ran second, was a little bit green, but he showed he had ability. And this morning, our time, in Japan, he had his very first winner in Demian. So looks like Flightline's off to a really good start at stud.
We know he was a superstar racehorse. He may turn out to be that way as a sire as well. His first winner in Japan comes on the turf. I don't think that should be, was real expected because Flightline was all dirt. So he just may be one of these kind of super horse and super sires we saw, like a Seattle Slough type. Let's hope so. Was a huge fan of the horse. Let's hope he passed it along to his progeny.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Bob Mazursky of todaysracingdigest.com, and we'll go out to Las Vegas and talk to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of the Angels, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Happy Saturday, racing fans. We have 12 big races today at Santa Anita Park, with First Post time being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the pick fours, the pick fives, the $3 late pick three, and the $5 late daily double. We have two feature races today, the Grade 3 Daytona and the Grade 3 Summer Oaks, which brings my best bet of the day. Number one, Mizumi, who is an easy single for me in all the late multi-race bets. Today includes a family fun zone and a vintage Volkswagen car show. Tomorrow, of course, is closing day with a special front runner buffet and a family fun zone. On closing day, we will have also 12 big races and, most importantly, mandatory payouts in all the pools. That is especially important in the pick six, a must play on closing day here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And just a reminder, again, a 12-race card today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock. Pick 6 carryover, $53,000. That starts with race number 7. Number 7 today is the start of the pick 6 at Santa Anita. And Bob Ike, let's talk a little bit about the cowbreds. Who do we have for our cowbred of the week? And it's not a horse that ran, but a horse that is running today.
Yeah, we're going to wish the best of luck to cowbred Irish Royalty, who runs in today's $100,000 Grade 3 Daytona Stakes. So it's been a good meet for the cowbreds. We've talked a lot about Grand Slam Smile and all the stallion roster up at Legacy, shipping horses down here to fill these races that we need these cowbreds. So good luck today, Irish Royalty.
And you mentioned your tournament win at Santa Anita during the winter. Well, you're also qualified for the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. And there are a few tournaments around today, both online and on track at different locations, that can get you into the 2027 NHC.
Right. Today at Santa Anita, the Santa Anita races, $500 challenge, two NHC seats on the line. You can just also go online to horseplayers.com. There's a $155 entry pick and pray qualifier there. And then at Monmouth today, the $2,000 Pick Your Prize Handicapping Challenge. So three ways to get into the NHC by playing today's races.
And that's a big card at Monmouth Park, the Haskell Preview Day, so that's why they built that handicapping contest around that. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's from today's Racing Digest. That's Bob Mazursky. And, Bob, before we do put on your handicapping hat, we're going to put on your publicity hat. You handle the publicity for the Los Alamitos Thoroughbred races, and starting next Friday, we kick off the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. So let's get a little bit of details. How long is the meet, and what do you guys have going on over there at Los Al when the Thoroughbreds hit the track on next Friday?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we start next Friday, as you said. We're going to run on a Friday through Sunday basis for 3 weeks. So we go June 19th until July 5th. We'll have stakes races on each of the Saturdays. The Bertrando next Saturday for cowbreds, older cowbreds going a mile. The following week is the Los Alamitos Derby for three-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. And then our big race is on July 4th, the grade two $200,000 Great Lady M, and a horse Bob Ike mentioned earlier in the show is one of his favorite cowbreds. Grand Slam Smile is being pointed to that race. We also have our annual handicapping contest that'll be on June 27th with two seats up for grabs for the NHC next year. We have the traditional pick six. We have the $1 pick four as we follow the nighttime version, and the early pick five is on the first five races.
So the handicapping contest, that's a $500 entry fee. $100 goes to the prize pool. The other $400 is a live money wagering card that you play through the windows, correct?
Is correct, and it's win, play, show, daily doubles, exactas, trifectas. Yeah, so all those things are available on the Los Alamitos card, and you'll be able to enter on the day of the contest or before at losalamitos.com.
And the pick fours at Los Al, they're a dollar minimum, and there's two, but there's only one pick five, and that's the first five races. So if you're a pick five player, you've got to be there for the first race.
That is correct, yeah, and then we have the pick four on races two through five. And then the final four races of the day, of course, on an eight-race card, it would go 5-8. On a nine-race card, 6-9, and so on.
And we're looking at the same post time that they have at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock every day?
That is correct. We will be 1 o'clock each day.
Sounds good. All right, now go ahead and put on your handicapping hat because Bob Ike's got some questions for you.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Wanted you to preview the Daytona, which is the eighth race on the card today. Looks like one of the most wide-open betting races. A full field here, 12 of them, and one also eligible. Morning line favorite is First Piece at 7-2. Comebacker for Mark Glatt. How did you see the Daytona?
Well, I picked Sumter on top. He had some trouble, I thought, last time. Now he's shortening up. I know he's one routing, but I think he's at his best sprinting. I like the outside post. I like the other Mark Glatt comebacker better than First Piece. That's Freedom's Not Free, who gets Juan Hernandez. Glatt's one of the best we have on the circuit, having horses ready off the bench. And then I like a long shot, War at Sea, who I thought ran okay in his comeback race. He's listed at 30-1. There's no way he's going to be that because he was 10-1 in his comeback race and raced evenly. He hasn't won in a long time, but he had a nice comeback effort, I thought. And I think he could possibly find his way into the exotics at the very least. So those are the three I'm going to focus on in that particular race.
And, Bob, where did you want to go for your radio play today?
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number three, Hot Day Girl. I thought she improved greatly in her second start for Carla Gaines. She's listed at a longer price than her stablemate. I think she comes out of a better race. And I think if she continues to improve, she can get the job done. So number three, Hot Day Girl in race three.
So for Bob Mazursky, race number three at Santa Anita, horse number three, Hot Day Girl, 5-2 on the morning line. All of Bob's selection can be found at today's Racing Digest. Bob, we'll let you go. Best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you at Los Alamitos next week.
Good, guys. Thank you. Take care, and good luck to everybody today.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest out in Las Vegas, where it's getting warm out there, Bruce Finkelstein. But, Bruce, I know that it's cool, fast, and firm in the race books, so I don't have to worry about you too much. Good morning.
Not at all. Thank God for air conditioning. This place would be totally unbearable. How's it going, guys?
Doing good. Hey, listen, one thing. We're going to have a couple new faces in the jocks room at Del Mar this summer, and one of them is Julien Lepreux, who's kind of been quiet in the Midwest. Now, he comes out, and he's got ties to Southern California. You know, he's married to the former trainer Mike Mitchell's daughter, Shay, so he's got family out here and stuff. And do you think he's going to make an impact with the turf racing, so prevalent down at Del Mar, or is this one of those wait-and-see cases?
I kind of think he's he's on maybe the wrong side of his career at this point. Is this kind of a move because he's not doing much business elsewhere? I mean, he's a competent rider, but I don't know that he is on the tip of the tongue of many trainers or owners. So it's going to be a tough go for him here. And, you know, now that Rosario's here, might be a little tougher to get mounts. So it's going to be a tough road for Leporeau, who's ridden here before. But, I don't know. I don't know if this is the wisest move at this time.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same fence here. I've got he's got to prove to me that he's going to step up and jump in. Although, it's worked for a lot of guys coming out to California. Like you mentioned, Rosario, Jaramillo. There's been a few guys come out here and they've hit the ground running. So the new faces, and I think that's why we're getting, just a kind of a steady run of new faces coming to California. Bob Ike, let's get a little handicapping.
I'm sorry. Do we have a status on Giroux? Is he riding in Southern California anymore, or is that it?
I think he's staying in Churchill Downs, riding with the Bob Baffert contingent out there. I don't know if he'll be back or what the story is, to be honest with you.
I think I read, guys, that he is going to come back. He'll probably, he's following Bob Baffert very closely. So when Baffert ships a number of horses into Del Mar, I think Giroux is coming back. We're also going to have Joe Bravo. Frankly, I was not overly impressed with Joe Bravo when he was last seen in California. And, these guys are all getting up there in years. And as Bruce said, might be on the other side of their career. So we're going to have some quote, old-timers in the jocks room. That's for sure. We'll see how they do down at Del Mar.
It'll be interesting, that's for sure. Well, let's go ahead and do a little handicapping, Bob. And we usually get a couple plays from Bruce. And I'll send you to Bob. You can get the first one.
Yeah, Bruce, you've been steady stream of winners here throughout the year. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Let's take a look at the eighth race at Churchill Downs. 62,000 claimers. And you talk about a distance they don't run very often here. 7.5 furlongs on the main track. And there is a horse that really likes these conditions a lot, and that's the 5, Can't Hush This. You have to go back to September. He ran in this race, and he dominated that day, and he came back again after that against tougher allowance horses and ran a game second. Now, his form's gone a little sour, but here's the key to him. Obviously, the distance he loves, and he's a fast-track specialist. If you take his wet, synthetic, and turf record combined, he's won 1 of 12. He comes off a bad mud race. He's back on dry land, dropping in against claimers. He's got enough natural speed to stay relatively close up here. Look for a bounce back at a good price. Race 8, the 5, Can't Hush This at 8-1 on the morning line.
So for betonbruce.com, race number 8 at Churchill Downs, number 5, Can't Hush This, 8-1 on the program. And we always get a play from you at Santa Anita. So how about a play at Santa Anita, Bruce?
Yeah, let's go to the 5th race, John. And a horse that I think has some merit to it is the 2, Mongolian Altai. This is a runner that hasn't been seen for just short of 10 months. When last seen in late August at Del Mar, I thought he was uber game, pressing a hot pace that day, and he just kept going in what was a very game performance. He was a void to claim that day. He's taken the time off, but he's got a healthy work pattern coming back, and he's not in for the tag today. So he's actually protected. I saw his June 1st work, which wasn't terrible. He's got natural early speed. I don't think there's going to be a real fast tempo up front. He could be on or near the lead. And I love fresh horses at the end of a long meeting. Sometimes they have the advantage here, and I think this guy's well spotted right off the bench. 5th race, the 2, Mongolian Altai, listed at 4-1. On the morning line.
So that's Santa Anita race 5, number 2, Mongolian Altai, 4-1 on the program. You can get all of Bruce's selections at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy the day. Enjoy the Monday racing at Santa Anita, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. And we'll also talk to Scott Shapiro, see what he's got going today at expressbet.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, we have talked about the Ship and Win program at Del Mar, and it allows you to make a start or two at Santa Anita and still be eligible for the program. Well, we saw one horse and one set of connections that took advantage of it yesterday.
Yeah, a horse named Gettin' By shipped in for trainer Sean Williams. Got that win at Santa Anita, which you get paid for when you come in on the Ship and Win program. You can actually make up to two starts at Santa Anita, not lose your eligibility for Del Mar. So congratulations to Gettin' By, Sean Williams, and those connections on a Ship and Win yesterday at Santa Anita.
Right, they got a shipping stipend, they got the purse bonus, and Sean Williams has another one in tomorrow, Palmer Beach, in Sunday's second race. So he's hit the ground running trying to take advantage of these programs, and it's good to see the extra horses coming to California. Let's go ahead and take our next guest on here, and that is John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to get, just for comparison purposes, I wanted you to give us the Ragazin sheet numbers for Englishman's Win in the one turn mile, the big race back there, and compare that to what Golden Temple got winning the Belmont.
Not even in the same league. Golden Temple won the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga running a 9. An Englishman won the Woody Stevens at Saratoga running a 2.2. That's pretty
wow.
Fast.
That is really fast. That is
it's
amazing.
It's a big discrepancy also. You know, that's a big discrepancy between the two horses. The question is Englishman going to be able to get two turns? Because if he can, he's probably the best three-year-old.
Well, it's a good problem to have because they're both in the same barn. I'm sure Cherie DeVille will figure out a way to maximize both of those horses. She already has, to tell you the truth. So done a great job there. Well, unbelievable. Bob Ike, let's go ahead and get some handicapping done for John Hardoon.
Yeah, John, you gave us a winner last week at Santa Anita. Soul Sister paid $640. I know you're busy with, at least three tracks today for the Rags and Sheets. So tell us what you have available and which tracks, and where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Santa Anita Selections. Our first of our two radio plays is going to come in the fourth race today at Aqueduct, 6 furlongs on the turf. And by the way, guys, it's 100 degrees here today, so they're going to be short post parades, and hopefully they'll get to Cardin because it is really hot. I like the number three horse in here, High Leverage. A three-year-old colt makes his second start for trainer Kerry Brion. Manny Franco aboard to ride, and he's been on fire. 6-1 on the morning line, number three, High Leverage, graduates and wins today's fourth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
So that's Aqueduct, or Belmont at Aqueduct, race number four, number three, High Leverage, 6-1 for John Hardoon. And, John, did you want to come out to California? You want to go to Churchill? Where do you want to go for your other play?
Well, Bruce took my race to Churchill, so I'm going to pull an audible here and go to Santa Anita and look at the opener. We're going to take a swing for the fences here. I like the number one horse in this race, Giggle Giggle. I have no idea who the rider is. It's a Pino, I don't know. Mr. Garcia is riding the horse for trainer Dwayne Baker. 12-1 on the morning line, it's a ridiculous price. Her numbers are more than competitive with most of the field. I like the price. I hope the horse gets a good trip breaking from the inside. 12-1 on the morning line. Number one, Giggle Giggle, upsets and wins today's opener out at Santa Anita.
So that's Santa Anita, the race number one, horse number one, Giggle Giggle, 12-1 on the program for John Hardoon. John, if she wins, she won't pay $280 like the winner of yesterday's opener at Santa Anita.
And the double will pay a little more than the $2.60. And the early pick three paid $3. They should be ashamed of themselves, but that's what they gave you yesterday.
But we talk about that, and now there's a pick six carryover. So you talk about the waves and the up and downs of wagering.
Yeah,
there it was
exactly.
Yesterday at Santa Anita. Well, John, go ahead and give your website out and what you have there, and we'll let you go.
JohnHardoon.com, three best plays, $10, foot card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Santa Anita, and Belmont at Aqueduct.
Thanks so much, John. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets, and our next guest from the East Coast as well, that's Scott Shapiro, who does a lot of work at ExpressBet. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? I'm doing all right, thank you.
Yeah, I guess it's afternoon for you back there, but a big racing day around the country. We have I talked about Haskell Preview Day at Monmouth. There's also the Delaware Oaks and the Delaware Derby on a big card at Delaware Park. They're already underway there. And I wanted you to take a look at the Delaware Oaks. It's a good field. It's an interesting gambling race. And, you know, it's a track that I don't do very much work on. So can you give us any insight to the Delaware Oaks today?
Yeah, the Delaware Oaks is down from a field of 9 to a field of 7. I think Sneaky Good, the outside horse, is opting to run in the Monomoy Girl at Churchill. Miss Holm Gal is out, not sure the situation there, but you remain, you know, the three favorites in here are remaining and some other logicals. And two of those favorites exit the Kentucky Oaks, and one of them exits the 8 Bells. The 8 Bells is Love Your Neighbor, who I think will stalk Dazzling Dave in this spot. But I like number two, Pashmina. I liked a little more before I saw 3-1, because I thought maybe the public would dismiss this filly for her poor effort in the Kentucky Oaks. But if you maybe give her a mulligan for that after running a huge second in the Gazelle to eventual Oaks winner, always a runner. She was a little wide early. She didn't do any running late. But I think that top tier of the three-year-old fillies has proven to be probably, I don't want to say probably, to me, without an argument, a stronger group than our males this year, because they can't, you know, they, I don't know, that's just my opinion. And I think Pashmina is going to get the right trip here with Jose Ortiz taking over riding duties. When in doubt these days, if you're between a few horses, I can't say that backing Mr. Jose Ortiz is a bad move. He seems to be making all the right moves, and they are difference makers in big races in many cases.
So that's the 11th race, the Delaware Oaks at Delaware Park. Scott likes number 2, Pashmina, 3-1 on the morning line. Jose Ortiz aboard. And you see the Ortiz brothers, Johnny Velasquez, Luis Saez out there. You know it's a big day because they've all gone to Delaware for the money. Scott, we're going to try and get another play from you. Bob Ike, let's get another one out of Mr. Shapiro here.
Yeah, Shapiro, good morning. You've been making spot plays, I noticed, on the website for Churchill Downs and Santa Anita this week. So where did you land today, and where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to, some of the races at Santa Anita, the back half of the card are pretty attractive. I'm going to go to the 10th race, a first level allowance at a mile and an eighth, and there is absolutely no speed in this race. So I think in some ways being, obviously you want to be somewhat prominent in races like that, and I think the rider might be key. Number 4, Midnight Strike, to me, is the one with the most upside here. This is a son of American Pharoah that took a while to mature into himself, like a lot of Neil Drysdale runners do. But he ran well, I thought, in his last start, and ran fine in his start before that after breaking his maiden over this course. And he's been competing at mostly a mile, and I think he has the tactical speed with Armando Ayuso jumping back aboard, Nacho El Rosario, because the horse broke fine, but the race was just run so much faster. And we know Rosario not overly aggressive. So third off the layoff here, I think a favorable forward trip for number 4, Midnight Strike, will result in a career best effort. So number 4, Midnight Strike in race 10 at Santa Anita at 9-2 on the line.
So race 10 at Santa Anita, number 4, Midnight Strike, 9-2 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, we'll let you continue working the tracks around the country, and we'll tap you on the shoulder whenever we need a little help in places that we don't usually visit.
I got a lot of experience in Delaware. My whole family's from there. I can't say I know a lot about the current track, but I know it is a little bit different than some other tracks. Doesn't necessarily play towards speed and as fast as some others, but we will see what we can do, and I hope you guys have a great afternoon.
Well, thanks, Scott. And the money spends the same no matter where you find a winner, so we'll take it.
No doubt.
That was Scott Shapiro. Bob, before we take our next break, you had mentioned to me, with the Monday additional card of racing at Santa Anita, there's no guarantee that all the satellite facilities, if they don't usually open on Mondays, that they're going to be open. So you had a couple of updates.
Yeah, that's right. And, we always talk about the three great places to go, the Gaslamp Tavern down in San Diego, the OC Tavern in San Clemente, and then my favorite haunt, the Derby Room at Fairplex. Now, for Monday, I know for a fact that the Derby Room will not be open. I have checked in with them. I don't think the OC Tavern is open either. If you're planning on going, give a call to the OC Tavern. Make sure they are open or closed. Find out for sure. You don't want to drive down there and then have the doors closed. But I know the Derby Room is definitely closed on Monday.
Right. So if you are going to play the races and you can't get to Santa Anita on Monday, make sure you check with your different satellite providers to make sure that they are open for wagering on that day. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back for the final segment, we'll talk to Toby Calla down in South Florida, and we'll also reach out to Michael Rona over at Los Alamitos. The guys at Los Alamitos did some serious handicapping last Saturday and Sunday. Want to give them a shout-out on just what they did for the public last Saturday. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Happy Saturday, racing fans. We have 12 big races today at Santa Anita Park, with first post time being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the pick fours, the pick fives, the $3 late pick three, and the $5 late daily double. We have 2 feature races today, the Grade 3 Daytona and the Grade 3 Summer Oaks, which brings my best bet of the day, number 1, Mizumi, who is an easy single for me in all the late multi-race bets. Today, includes a family fun zone and a vintage Volkswagen car show. Tomorrow, of course, is closing day with a special front runner buffet and a family fun zone. On closing day, we will have also 12 big races and, most importantly, mandatory payouts in all the pools. That is especially important in the Pick Six, a must play on closing day here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos. With outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, June 19th, First Post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday race day will feature a stakes race this season, with the opening Saturday of racing featuring the Bertrando Stakes. The Los Alamitos Derby will follow on Saturday, June 27th. We'll also host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 27th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Closing weekend will feature a special 4th of July program on this Saturday with the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down during this summer meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 19th. Visit losalamitos.com for more.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John Lindo here with Bob Ike. And let's go down to South Florida and bring on our next guest, and that is Toby Callett. And, Toby, one of your guys, Joe Bravo, has been back down riding in South Florida. He is coming back out for the summer at Del Mar. I know he likes it out here, and I think he spent a lot of time down there at the Le Bourget Hotel. That's where he stayed for the meet before. He's a fisherman, and he'll get a lot of things in besides riding races at Del Mar.
Only one correction, John. Guy, you know, you're my, you know, my guy. Bob Ike, my guy. Joe Bravo has never been a Toby guy. I have a nice
my apologies.
Where he ran an Edwin Broom horse into the hedge leading six in the middle of the lane and got beat on the wire. It cost me $60,000 back in the old Gulfstream days. No, he's Jersey Joe, but as you guys were saying earlier, we're getting a lot of guys on the tail end of their career. And, you know, like, you got a guy like Mike Smith, who's older than all these guys. And when the money's down, he hasn't lost a step. These other guys, they've lost more than a step. I wish them luck, but I think they ride live horses for live trainers. They win some races, but they're not going to move any horses up over the current colony.
Well, now that I have Esther, I'll be laughing the rest of the day, Toby. How about a radio play from you over down at Gulfstream Park?
Okay, I'm laughing now, but I wasn't then, by the way. Race two at Gulfstream. It's a two-year-old race. Last week we were pretty good with him. We're going to stick with him. And in the second race today, I like the six. His name is Cowboy Skins. Patrick Biancone. Jonathan Ocasio rides. He's been a go-to guy for being coned for quite some time. The four Mitts, the five Godfrey Ince, and the three Watson will round out the gimmicks. 6-4-5-3 can be all you and me, John, in today's second at Gulfstream Park.
Second race, number six, Cowboy Skins, is the key horse for Toby Callett. Toby, thanks so much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
I look forward to it. Thanks, John.
That was Toby Callett. Let's head down to Orange County to Michael Rona. And all Michael Rona did last week for everybody was give us a winner quite perfect at $16 on a night when there was a pick six carryover. Well, nobody hit that pick six, so they come back on Sunday in the program at Los Alamitos. Orlando Gutierrez, who you hear with Mike Willman on Sunday, in the program, he has a $48 early pick four ticket. That wins. It pays $5,790. Michael, congratulations to you guys. You're doing your best to keep the public going out there at Los Alamitos.
Well, thank you very much, John. Good morning to you. Yeah, it was certainly an action-packed weekend, because that Sunday pick six pool ended up a track record $706,000 following the carryover that was triggered by my winning pick in the last race Saturday. There was one live ticket into the finale on the favorite, but we got the chocolates with the 7-1 selection. And what Orlando produced for the fans on the Sunday program was phenomenal. He has two versions of a ticket, an economy and a high rollers ticket. You'll see the same format in the upcoming daytime programs, courtesy of Bob Mazursky for the Thoroughbred meet. And Orlando's $48 ticket struck the early pick four for a dollar, $5,790. Absolutely sensational performance by our own Professor G.
Well, Bob Ike, we've got 12 races at Santa Anita, so let's get a post time from Michael Rona. Obviously, we've got to get another play.
Yeah, Michael, you guys are red hot. Congrats on just a great job by you and Orlando last weekend. How about post time for tonight, and where do you go for your radio pick?
We start at 7:05. It's an eight-race program culminating in the Grade 2 Abigail Kawananakoa Stake, named for the late Hawaiian royalty, who was a major breeder and owner of quarter horses. It's for fillies and mares, three and up, 350 yards. And the odds-on favorite on the morning line is the reigning California Horse of the Year, Shaken Going On, who returned victorious in her four-year-old debut, winning a Grade 2 in early May. I'm not going to try to beat Shaken Going On, but there is another odds-on favorite in the sixth race. I'm going to try to beat him for the radio play. The favorite being number one, Gorgeous Guy, who won his debut very impressively. But he comes back after a little break with only a turn and work as opposed to a gate work over a longer distance than tonight's race. This could be a prep for upcoming security trials. And he got gate one and he odds on. There's a horse called Recuperate, number four, 5-2 second wagering choice, who won his debut well, then finished a decent fifth in a security trial. I think he's got a good look. I think he might be able to give Gorgeous Guy a run for his money. So at 5-2, I prefer investing on number four, Recuperate, a well-named son of a dam called Getting Better. Race six, number four.
That's the sixth race at Los Alamitos, number four, Recuperate, 5-2 on the program from Michael Rona. Michael, we're going to let you go, do a little handicapping, and get a little rest. You're going to be busy next week doing the double duty, as you always do.
Mate, it's all happening because the World Cup is underway, and we're flying out to Vegas on Monday for Kathy's birthday. So it's going to be a busy, exciting few weeks coming up with the daytime Thoroughbred meet and the double duty at Los Al.
Well, wish Kathy the best of luck with those one-armed bandits for me.
Certainly will. She'll be crying.
I know she will, Michael. Best of luck and good luck today.
Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. Bob, we've got to get a chance real quick here at the end to thank our sponsors during the Santa Anita meet. Santa Anita stepped up and came back and joined us again. The NTRA, Legacy Ranch, the CTBA, South Point Hotel, obviously, all the simulcast facilities, Los Alamitos. I want to thank all these folks for keeping us on the air day in and every weekend. It's been we're going on over 2 decades at this point.
Yeah, definitely, John. Thank you to all of them. Los Al starting this week. We'll have coverage there next Saturday, and then on to Del Mar a little later.
Looking forward to that. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show. Best of luck, everybody. Good luck, and cash some tickets.